Question, you mentioned the correlation between bonds and the E-mini. Is it worth watching for confirmation of the trend in the E-mini, or does it not have any effect on your trading? I think one of the worst things you can do is trade one market, let's say the E-mini, and keep an eye on another market for some kind of advance notice of what's going to happen in the E-mini. Every now and then, you'll hear some idiot on television say something like that. Oh, I always watch bonds to help me know when the E-mini is going to turn, or I always watch the VIX, or I always watch crude oil. That's garbage, right? That's just total garbage. Or I watch the ticks, or, you know, I watch the NASDAQ. It's all garbage. It's 50% of the time the E-mini will make it turn before the other market that you're watching. 50% of the time the other market will make the turn first. I think there's no significant correlation that would allow you to trade profitably. So I keep coming back to, you put up the chart in front of you, you look at the chart, and don't think about anything else. Just think about this chart. There's so much information on this chart that you do not need any other information. In fact, if you do use any other information, you're processing too much information, and you'll probably mess up what you're doing in this chart. So just keep coming back. Force yourself. Just look at the 5-minute chart. Just look at one chart. Don't look at any other chart. Just look at one chart. There's so much information here. There are so many trades here. Don't do anything else. I know traders do all kinds of things, all kinds of correlations. Let me talk about my favorite idiot on television. If you've been in the room for a while, you know what I'm talking about, right? He says so many stupid things that I'm just stunned that he's still on television. Like he says he never trades silver because it moves too much. That's nonsense. You know, it moves the same as gold. Maybe a little bit faster, you trade a little bit smaller. He trades gold all the time, and he says, oh, I never trade gold in dollar terms. So in other words, he never buys gold futures, or he never sells gold futures, unless he also does the opposite in a currency market. So if he's buying gold and the euro is going down, he'll say, well, I'm buying gold in euro terms. I'm buying gold and selling the euro. If you're buying gold with dollars, you're basically buying gold and selling dollars, right? Just total nonsense to talk about how everything's hedged. That's not a hedge. If you buy gold and sell euro, that's stupid. That means you have two separate trades going on at the same time, and they're independent of one another. I remember about a year or two ago when gold was collapsing, he was short gold, and he made a ton of money on gold, and I think he was long the yen because he wanted to sell gold in yen terms, and he lost more on the yen than he made on the gold. And he, at the end, he said, oh, I ended up only losing 7% on the trade. Gold lost 50% of its value, and he was short gold, yet he ended up losing on the trade because he did something really stupid. He attached it to a Forex trade. Just totally dumb, right? But anyway, every now and then you'll hear people on television talk about pairs trades. Oh, J.P. Morgan's strong, Bank of America's weak. I'm going to buy J.P. Morgan, and I'm going to sell it. Bank of America, or Coors is strong, Macy's is weak, I'll buy Coors, I'll sell Macy's. To me, it's way too complicated. If Coors is strong, I'm buying Coors. If J.P. Morgan is strong, I'm buying J.P. Morgan. I'm not going to worry about selling a weaker cousin of something in the same space. And that gold stuff, it's just lunacy. It's just total lunacy. Yet, I got to say, I would love to have him as my neighbor. I'd love to have him in my tennis group. I'd love to play golf with him. You know, he seems like a really nice guy. And that's why they put him on television. He's really likable. But he says so many stupid things that, for me, it's actually amusing to listen to him say these stupid things. And everyone talks about him, the commodity king. And it's just incredible. It's really, really incredible. But I enjoy watching him because he's a likable guy. So back to your question, would I watch bonds for a heads up, or would I watch crude oil, or would I watch Forex markets to see if they start turning, and if the E-mini has not turned, then expect the E-mini to turn? No, you're not the only guy on the planet to think about that. All the institutions know that as well. So if bonds are turning and the Forex market is turning and the E-mini is not turning, what should that be telling you? It should be telling you something's wrong. It should not be telling you that the E-mini is going to turn next, right? It should be telling you that maybe the turns in the other markets are wrong and that they're going to stop turning and they'll go back to what they were doing before. Way too complicated. I just put up one chart And all I care about is if it's going up, oh, I better buy. If it's going down, oh, looks like I should sell. And I don't worry about anything else. So hope that answers your question.